ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम ओम सदा शिव समारंभां व्यास शंकर मध्यमां अस्मदाचार्य पर्यन्तां वंदे गुरु परंपरां श्रुति विद्महे कन्याकुमारी धीमहि तन्नो दुर्गिः प्रचोदयात् ओम शांति 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 द फोर्थ चैप्टर ऑफ मांडुक्य उपनिषद वर्स 1 ऑनवर्ड्स ओनली द फर्स्ट टू वर्स वी हैव इन्वोकेशन ऑफ the grace of Bhagavan in the form of the teacher. And afterwards, until the 28th Karika, only refutation of other views of other philosophers. Then 29th verse onwards, until the 46th verse, we had the brief summary of the teaching which was already given in the third chapters, mainly the second chapter lesson. What is the second chapter teaching? Vaitathya Prakaranam. That chapter focuses exclusively on negating this universe as mithya. That only brings to light the fact of the universe being mithya. Mithya means it is as good as non-existent. Thereby, what it implies is, what is only Brahma. By establishing this fact, by negating the universe as mithya, by re-establishing the oneness of the non-duality, secondlessness of the reality, what it reveals is, this duality obtaining as the experiencer and the experienced, dvaita prapancha, isn't it? The duality being not there also is made very clear. And here he summarizes the same teaching in these verses from 29th to 46th. Which means how he presents the teaching. He says the whole jagat is mithya, means jagat is not there at all. Jagat is another substantive for which there is no substance other than Brahman. For Brahman or jagat are two substantives for which the substance is one and the same. Because jagat has no substance of its own, no substantiality of its own, jagat is only appearance of Brahman. So what is in the form of jagat is nothing but Brahman. And that Brahman, that reality, implied by the term Brahman, implied by the term Atma, is nothing but pure consciousness, which is in the form of the existence of everything here, and which is of the nature of limitlessness, and I am that consciousness. The substance or the substantive, every substantive here is consciousness, but the substance of every substantive, every object, every nama, every rupam, every name, every form, every object, every object indicated by any substantive, therefore substance of every substantive here is nothing but that consciousness existence, which is of the nature of limitlessness, implied by these two terms, Brahman and Atma, and that consciousness is the substance of the substantive I. But the substance the reality being consciousness, you can arrive at only as the truth of I, not as the truth of this. Arrive at the reality being consciousness as a truth of I, the knower, thereby you arrive at the same consciousness, reality being the reality, the truth of this known also. You can reduce the whole into what? No, two pronouns, I and this. This includes the whole. Whole means what? Incomprehensibly, inexplicably vast universe, including your body, mind, sense complex. And I is what? One another pronoun, which is the subject of knowledge, which obtains as a subject of knowledge the knower. And what is the swarupam of the knower? Consciousness. And consciousness is the swarupam of truth of everything else here, idam also. Aham idam, I this. Everything other than you is what? Indicated by the pronoun this. And apart from this, isn't it, that this can have, can enjoy the status of being existent only when there is I, isn't it? Your I and this, for these two pronouns, what is the truth? Consciousness. And that consciousness, which is arrived at as the truth of I, be, you know, being the very existence, sat, of this universe. So you arrive at. Therefore, what he finally concludes is, there is no universe, you need talk, therefore, there is no independent thing, entity called universe. Because there is no universe, you cannot talk about what? The creation of it or dissolution of it. There is no dissolution of the universe, there is no creation of the universe. Why? Because there is no universe at all, first of all. And one more thing he says is, there is neither the cause nor the effect. Even though there seems to be a cause-effect relationship between Jagat and Brahman, only seeming, you know, appearance, really speaking, there is no cause-effect sambandha. Cause-effect relationship is not there, because Brahman is not the cause, because Jagat is not the effect, there is no creation, there is no srishti, there is no laya, because there is no sthiti at all. First of all, you cannot even establish the existence of the universe. Where is the question of talking about its srishti, creation and its dissolution? Then what is only Brahma. And that Brahma Ahamasmi, actually the very purpose of studying the Shastram, using it as a pramanam, you know, as a means of knowledge of the truth, is finally to resolve your problem. It is, we are not simply studying like physics facts. Studying the facts, all, you know, equations, all formulae we study in physics, we really make our mind much subtler and subtler. We know more of subtle facts. Okay, fine. They all really enhance your wisdom, no doubt about it. But what it does not help you is, it does not help you resolve your problem. The my problem is what? The fundamental problem of sense of smallness, sense of inadequacy, sense of being a mortal, sense of limitation, centered on I, that has to be resolved. Only then the Shastra study has served its purpose. Oh, everything is Brahman, there's no Jagat, you know. So what? Brahman is the Jagat is there, so what? It should serve, isn't it, the purpose of resolving my problem. Isn't it? Therefore, that Brahman, Tvamasi, you are that Brahman, that is actually, we were supposed to arrive at that. So, after having presented the teaching until the 46th verse, and for which you have to use an example. What is the example Gaudapada Acharya uses to negate this waking universe, which is so tangible and so gross and available for experience? It enjoys utility also. It exists within the realm of law and order, because there's a perfect, beautiful, more physical, moral orderliness involved here. Everything is perfect. That's why we talk about law of karma, we talk about all these things. Everything is real. How real it is? Relatively real, but not absolutely. Isn't it? This empiricality, how it is only empirically real, it's only relatively real, and this world is not absolutely real. And it is as good as your own dream experience, the dream world, where you are enjoying your dream body maintenance complex, enjoying your individuality as a dream individual. You see yourself in your dream world you create within your own thought projected universe. You see yourself there. You see also the external world of objects, being external to you, and where the transactions happen, where you see everything. That whole thing is relatively, subjectively real, pratibhasikam satyam, as long as you are in dream. Once you wake up from sleep, as a waker, as a vishvaha, what is real for taijasaha is not real anymore for the vishvaha, the one who obtains the experiencer in the waking universe, waking state. Isn't it? Similarly, this waking universe also is mithya. It is not real like the dream world. When you shift your essence from the waker to turiyaha, the shifting of the essence, isn't it? You are taijasaha. You are there very much as an experience of the dream world. Your identity is with the dream body, mind, sense complex. Therefore, what happens in dream, there is a taijasa status, isn't it? Then when you wake up as a waker, your identity is not with the dreamer anymore. Suppose if I ask you now, are you all dreaming now? You will say what? If you are a wise person, you will say that also. Yes, I'm the dream. You can say that, no problem. But really, when relatively, what will you say? No, we are not dreaming. We are all awake. Which means what? You definitely know you are no more dreaming. You are a waker. Now your identity is with what? Waker. Why waker? Your identity is with the waking body mindfulness complex. Then as a vishvaha, this world is real. We shift that cognitively, the I sense from the waker to the one who obtains as the dreamer, waker, and vishvaha, tajasaha, and pragyaha. That consciousness, Turiya Chaitanyam, the Atma, then you will see this world also being mithya. So he using the example of the Swapna Prapancha, he establishes the mithyatvam, this universe being not here, until the 46th Karika. 47th onwards, until the 56th, he is going to present the same teaching, whether we like it or not, whether we feel bored or not. We have understood very well Jagat is Mithya, Atma, Satyam, all this is only Brahman. We understood why he is repeating, don't ask me. Upanishad is repeating it. But the example he wants to change. And he gives example of Alataha. I told you about the fire brand, isn't it, last class? Fire brand. And you know how, first he explains what firebrand is, how there is a fire, glowing tip of the fire, you know, with the handle underneath, which you can hold it, and that glow, that alataha, the firebrand, when it is there, definitely, no, it is simply kept without moving it, now it is one. And to know whether there is a glowing tip of the fire, the flame is there or not, to know that you don't need another torchlight, it is self-luminous, one. And the glowing tip really has independent existence because of its self-luminosity, isn't it? And what happens? That thing, if you start moving, and you can create what? The movement is called what? Spandanam. Alataha, alatasya spandanam. You all can learn Sanskritam easily. Okay? And then there is a spandanam, the movement, and then you can create as many designs and patterns as possible. And those designs and patterns you can create by just moving your hand, isn't it? In fact, they are all likened to these objects. Living, non-living, animate, inanimate, you know, sentient, insentient beings of this world which constitute this whole are now compared to those designs and patterns. It's a beautiful example. If it is not moving, alataha is not moving, no designs and patterns, it is one. When it is moving, designs and patterns come. So here he is asking this question. These designs and patterns, I'm only repeating because you're all, many of you were not there last class. These designs and patterns which you are experiencing, they keep you entertained, very beautiful, colorful, nice. And all these designs and patterns, because you're experiencing, they serve the purpose of entertainment also, being entertainment. But are they real? Are they real? How real are they? So there are many, many designs, many patterns of designs, not ekam. And then those designs, they shine after the glowing tip of the fire. And therefore they don't have independent existence. Minus glowing tip, where are the designs and patterns? They don't have independent existence. Isn't it? But are they real? So here Gaudapada Acharya asks these four questions. I can say he presents the four statements. First, he talks only about the alataha. I'm repeating. What are those four statements or four questions he presents there? When you ask, you are experiencing the designs and patterns caused by the movement of the alata, the hand movement of the alata. He's asking, you are experiencing the designs and patterns. Where have they originated from? Where are they born from? Where have they come into existence from? You have to say only two things now. Only two answers are possible. You should say they have all originated from the glowing tip of the fire. Or you should say what? No, they have not come from the glowing tip of the fire. Then where have they come from? Because you should say you are experiencing them, they are real for you. Where have they come from? Or you should say what? They all have come from elsewhere and joined this glowing tip of the fire. Is it possible? So you cannot really, if you explore closely, if you analyze, I'm experiencing these designs and patterns caused by the movement of the fire brand, the glowing tip of the fire. But really I cannot clearly say they have come from Brahm glowing tip or they have come from the outside. Okay, then you stop the movement of the alataha. Then you ask the question, where are the designs? Where are the designs? I experienced. Like how when you on waking up from sleep, you'll ask the question, my God, I saw, I won the lottery. I got the money. And people were interviewing me. I was on television, being interviewed by people. I got the money. Where is the money? Where are the people around? With the mic sitting around interviewing me, what happened? You have to search around the bed. Similarly here also, once this is stopped, you have to ask this question, what? Where have all these beautiful designs and patterns, colorful, it looked very colorful and nice, where have they gone? I did experience them, typically like dream, isn't it? And you, you have to say now about the departure. Where have they gone back? Again, two answers are possible. You all have to say they all have gone back into inside the Alataha, the glowing tip of the fire of the Alata, the fire brand. Or they have gone elsewhere, somewhere away, somewhere they have gone away. You have to say that. Now, can you give that answer? We cannot really establish where they have gone back, where they have originated from. Therefore, what? Arrival, you cannot talk about. Departure, you cannot talk about. Departure of the designs, disappearance of the designs, you cannot talk about. Arrival, appearance of the designs and patterns, you cannot talk about. Why? Because they must be there, existent, enjoying their own independent existence. If those patterns and designs are available, then you can say, where has it come from? Isn't it? When you cannot even establish the very existence of the designs and patterns. Why they are not existent? Why do you say that they are non-existent? They are mithya, why do we say that? Unreal. They are mithya, why do we say? Because there is no substance for these designs and patterns. The only substance for all the designs and patterns is the only glowing tip of the Alata. Isn't it? There's no second thing. Therefore, the substance is that only one substance for the designs. All these innumerable countless designs, substance is what? Without which no design is possible, no pattern is possible, is the glowing tip of the Alata. Isn't it? This is a fact. So what we understand, we cannot even establish the existence of the Alata. Existence means they do not enjoy independent existence minus without the Alata designs. Therefore, we cannot talk about the going and coming also. And he extended the same logic to Brahman, and he says, Brahman, the absolute reality, which you have arrived at as the truth of I, as a Turiya, in the very first chapter, and hereafter I am going to use only the terms used in Mandukya Upanishad. I am going to use only Vishwaha, Tejasaha, Pragyaha and Turiyaha. Turiyaha means the one who obtains as the fourth person, like the fourth person, is the pure consciousness, which is not the experiencer obtaining in the dream world state or waking state or in deep sleep state. That chaitanyam, the Turiya chaitanyam, when you arrive at it as the consciousness, no? That chaitanyam, Brahma, you know, is the satyam, and this jagat, no? All the objects of this jagat, no? You cannot even say where they have come from. Have they come from consciousness? You cannot say. Do they go back to consciousness? You cannot say. All these beings, have they come from elsewhere other than Brahman? You cannot say. Nor can you establish they have gone back elsewhere. You cannot say. Which means you cannot talk about the arrival and departure of the beings here. Beings means all the living and non-living, you know, the things which constitute the universe. You cannot talk about the arrival and departure of them because you cannot even establish the existence of anything here. All of us means what? All these physical forms and names, the tangible, gross forms and names which are experienced through senses, and even the subtle thoughts, etc., we infer through our experiences, all of them also what now are as good as this beautiful, attractive, entertaining, colorful patterns and designs caused by the movement of the alataha. The word there, mithya, isn't it? You cannot establish the very existence. Jagat cannot be categorized as satyam, nor can it be said to be tucham, non-categorizable. The way we say mithya, what is it then? It is only appearance of consciousness in motion. Just as all the innumerable countless patterns and designs caused by the movement of the motion of the alata, there only appearance of the alata, alataha in movement is what? As the designs. Similarly, the whole jagat, all the beings also are what? Actually, consciousness in seeming motion. There, we understand one fact, that the movement of the alata is caused by your hand. Isn't it? You had to move the alata like this, designs. But here, what is it which causes the, not real motion in consciousness, the seeming motion? What is that which causes the seeming motion in consciousness? And from the standpoint of an individual, the seeming motion is caused by, avidya. You can say what now? The disturbance in sleep. Understand? What is sleep now? The sleep is nothing but the knowledge remaining unmanifest at the individual level is called avidya, ignorance. And that is disturbed. Okay? The stillness of consciousness obtaining in the form of the knowledge being unmanifest. Is it? Disturbance or nidra. Understand now? Your sleep is what? Sleep is another word for what? Isn't it avidya? That is disturbed, then you have your dream. At the total level, cosmic level, what is that which causes the seeming motion in consciousness is maya. Now, what is maya? The knowledge being unmanifest, the power of knowing unmanifest is maya. The power of knowing manifest is knowledge. The power of knowing being unmanifest at the individual level is called avidya. The power of knowing being unmanifest at the total level is called maya. Understand? So this maya causes the motion, seeming motion, understand, in consciousness at the total level. Here avidya ka ignorance work here, the sleep. At the ignorance causes the disturbance at the individual level. That is the motion. When the ignorance is disturbed, avidya, your sleep is disturbed, means what? The thoughts come. When the thoughts arise and thoughts keep moving, there is a constant, continuous flow of thoughts. There is manifestation of consciousness. Isn't it? The movement of thoughts makes it look as though consciousness is moving. The reflection, the manifestation of consciousness obtaining in the manifesting medium, the thoughts, looks as though consciousness is moving. It means what? There is no real motion on the part of consciousness. Consciousness cannot move because consciousness is of the nature of motionlessness. changelessness, silence, actionlessness. It is like we have to have this, like this rosette thesaurus, we have to have this Vedanta thesaurus. Okay. What is this? Motionlessness, actionlessness, silence, they all come together. Why? Because of its all-pervasiveness. Because it is the very existence of everything here. Because it is the only reality. The reality, the truth, uncaused, not the cause. Okay? Therefore, it pervades everything. Due to its pervasiveness, it is of the nature of changelessness, actionlessness, motionlessness, silence. Therefore, what is there? The seeming motion caused by the flow of thoughts. Understand? Therefore, the whole jagat is nothing but consciousness in seeming motion. This is what we saw. Okay? Now we have to go to the next verse. It's only I repeated what I said last class. So the 49th and 50th together, he first, in these two karikas together, Gaudapada Acharya presents these four statements. What are the four statements he presents here? Actually, it's Akshayaparthe Prashnaha. The question is raised in terms and as an objection. Isn't it? Do you really think, can you establish where they have come? He talks about the impossibility of establishing the arrival and departure of the designs and patterns from the Alata, isn't it? He talks about it. Let us see the 49th and quickly go to 50th also, because they present together. He talks about the, it's the observation of the designs and patterns when they are there, when they are experienced. Then we analyze. Then what is the conclusion we have to arrive at? That is what is presented in this 49th and the 50th. Alate spandamane vai.
Alate spandamane vai.
Nābhāsa
anyato
bhuvaha. Anyato bhuvaha. Before entering here, I want to tell you one thing. The 47th and 48th. The 47th karika, you know, presents the anvaya method. 48 presents the vyatireka method. What is anvaya? What is vyatireka? If there is a glowing tip of the alata, then designs are also possible. Minus the alata, designs are not possible. If it is there, this is possible. If there is a water, then there can be wave. That is anvayaha. If there is no water, there cannot be wave is vyatireka. Okay, first he established how existence of the alataha, the firebrand, is the existence of the designs and patterns caused by the movement of alata. What is the lesson here? Existence of Brahman, the consciousness, the Turiya Chaitanyam, is the existence of the universe, anvaya. If the consciousness is not there, the universe will collapse, universe will not be. That is vyatireka. Understand? Okay, we'll see the next verse now.
Alate
spandamane
vai. Alate spandamane
vai. Nābhāsa anyato
bhuvaha. Nābhāsa anyato
bhuvaha. Natato nyatra nispandat.
Natato nyatra nispandat.
Nālātam pravishanti te.
Nālātam pravishanti te.
Na nirgata alata te.
Na nirgata alata te.
Dravyatva bhava yogataha.
Dravyatva bhava yogataha.
विज्ञाने पितथैव स्युः आभासस्याविशेषतः
ओके सी अलाते स्पन्दमाने अलाते स्पन्दमाने सति मीन्स् वाट् वेन् the there is movement of the firebrand, when the alata is being moved, what happens? There arises, you know, innumerable countless patterns and designs. That is not mentioned here. We have to include, supply that. Then we have to ask this question, because as you are experiencing the designs and patterns, if you ask the questions, where have they come from? Have they originated from the very firebrand itself? Have they originated from inside of the alata? Then, here the word abhasaha means appearance of the patterns and designs. Abhasaha is equal to appearance of patterns and designs. Or, anyataha bhuvaha, anyato bhuvaha means or where, whether they have come into existence from elsewhere and joined the alataha. Okay, second statement. Na tataha anyatra nispandat. He goes very quickly. Na tataha anyatra nispandat. And they do not go from, they not come from, they do not go back from there, isn't it? To elsewhere. Na alatam pravishantite. They do not enter into alata also. See, the very 49th karika, he presents three statements. What are that? These designs and patterns have not come from elsewhere and joined the alataha. And then, na tataha anyatra nispandaha means what? They have not, no, they have not gone away from the alata. And they have not entered into alata. The next sentence is what? Na nirgataha alata te. They have not gone out also from alata. So, with na nirgataha alata te, the first quarter of the 50th karika, you know, with that, the 49th and the 50th karika, first quarter, no, with that, he presents the four statements. They have not come from Brahman, they have not come from elsewhere and joined Brahman, or they have not gone back into Brahman, or they have not gone back elsewhere also. Which means, arrival is not from Brahman, not from elsewhere. Departure also is what? No, not. They depart also, they have not gone back to Brahman, not gone back elsewhere, which means if you analyze carefully, explore their existence, you cannot talk about their arrival or departure. You cannot establish where they have come from, where they have gone back to. Why? Because you cannot even talk about the existence of the designs and patterns. Stitihi itself is non-establishable, non-categorizable. How can you talk about something which is not existent, first of all? Isn't it? That's what I'm going to say. Similarly, he's extending the same now. Something we have to think very clearly, this existence of... The example is a good example, isn't it? We cannot establish the existence of the patterns and designs caused by the alata movement. Therefore, we cannot talk about their arrival and departure. There must be a book like this in front of you. Then you can ask, where did you buy it? Simply, when nothing is I'm showing, you can say, where did you buy this book? What book you're talking about? I'll ask that. Similarly here also, what designs and patterns you're talking about? Where are they? This is only alata. all these innumerable countless designs and patterns are nothing but one Alatha, one and the only non-dual, secondless, glowing tape of the fire. Ekam, Advayam, Advitiyam, what now, glowing tip. But why we see this? It's all just a movement. Alatha in movement results in designs. Similarly here, he is going to the next sentence. Read the next sentence here. Dravyatva abhava yogataha. This important line. Dravyatva abhava yogataha means dravyatvam means dravyam means substance. Dravyatvam means enjoying the status of being the substance. We can say substantiality. Dravyatva abhavaha means absence of substantiality. Due to the absence of substantiality means what? These designs and patterns, even though they are experienced, even though they are plural, many, countless, even though they are very entertaining as they are there, they serve, they are of some use, isn't it? The entertainers, even though amazing design, you talk about the square and rectangle and circle and all sorts of designs, and there's order in every design also, still all these designs and patterns are what? Mithya. Why? Because they're not there. Mithya means they're not really there. They're only appearance of the one glowing tip because they do not have substantiality of their own. If I stop the glowing tip, movement of the glowing tip, all the designs will disappear. Therefore, if the glowing tip is not there, or even the movement is not there, leave alone the existence of the glowing tip. Movement of the glowing tip, the fire brand is stopped. Designs will disappear. Stop the movement, designs stop. Designs also disappear. Therefore, which means they independently, even when the Alatha is not moved, even when the glowing tip is not there, even in that, when this glowing tip is, when it is not there, when it is not moved, even there, even when in the absence of the firebrand, if these designs and patterns can exist independently, then you can consider them, count them. You can acknowledge them as something we are enjoying independent existence. They do not exist. Therefore what? They are not there. Existence of the designs and patterns which they enjoy while they are there, that existence actually is what borrowed existence. Existence belongs to the firebrand. Which means they do not have independent existence of their own. They have borrowed existence. They enjoy the existence of the firebrand. Therefore, they do not have substance of, there is no substance called fire. No, the design, a given design and pattern. Therefore, you make a big round like this. A circle like this. Round. Is there a substance called round minus the glow firebrand? No. There's no substance. That's what he says. Those designs and patterns caused by the movement of Alatha do not have substantiality of their own. Therefore, they do not have existence of their own. Therefore, they're as good as non-existent. They're only appearance of the movement of the only Alatha. All these designs are one Alatha. All are one. All the designs are same. No, round is different, circle is different, rectangle is different, square is different, triangle is different. All the patterns are different. They are not the same. but all are one. All are not equal. One came before, one came later. Before and after, they're different, but all are one. Is it clear? All are one. All are not the same, but all are one. All are same because all are mithya. Understand? Similarly, he's going to say next length. Dravyatva abhavat. You can say dravyatva abhava yogataha. Due to their lack of substantiality, they are not really there. So what he has negated in this? Existence itself, existence of the designs and patterns is negated. Therefore, their arrival and departure cannot be discussed at all. How can you talk about the arrival or departure of something which does not exist? Got it? Now we go to the next line. Tathaiva, in the same manner, if you extend the same logic, you know, to this Jagat and Brahman, he says, Vijnane api, Vijnanam here means the consciousness. Vijnane api means what? Even when there is seeming motion in consciousness, abhasasya aviseshataha syuhu. No, all this, the innumerable countless forms, the living and non-living things, which constitute this entire universe, which we are experiencing now in this world, we are enjoying, that is the worst thing, isn't it? We are experiencing, how can we say this universe is not real? We are not saying it is tucham. That is why we don't call it a tucham, it's a non-existent, we don't say. Is as good as non-existent. Why say all that is enjoyed here is nothing but Brahman? Don't say, that's why plurality is not denied, multiplicity is not denied, duality, experience of duality is not denied, our experiences are not denied. The utility, you know, the usefulness of the objects here enjoyed is not denied. The orderliness obtaining in this universe is not denied. Nothing is denied. What is denied by the Shastram is the absolute reality status attributed to all that is here alone is denied. Understand? Don't, because it is experienced, because it is enjoyed, because it is, you know, it is useful, it serves a purpose also. Everything is enjoyable here, useful also. Because of, amazed at the order involved in everything also, don't think it is absolutely real. It is not absolutely real, it is only relatively real. Isn't it? Therefore, vijnane api abhasasya aviseshataha syuhu. No, without any, all these, abhasasya syuhu means what? All these objects, you know, the appearance of all these innumerable countless forms and names, all the experiences, not only the gross object we're experiencing through senses, even the subtle things, you have to include the whole Jagat, has been reduced to three aspects. The external world of objects, then physical body, then mind. You have to include your mind also, okay? Mind also is included in the Jagat. Idam is equal to Jagat. Jagat is equal to what? The external universe, body and mind. All of them are, how many experiences of, how many emotions? Jealousy, hatred, anger, confusion, anxiety, restlessness, fear. So many emotions. Isn't it? Then we have this physical body, all the organs, all the functions, the pain, stomach pain, back pain. How can you say it is mithya? All the experiences pertinent to the body, all the emotional pain pertinent to the physical, you know, the pain, the mind, and all the external world of objects, which are either your objects of your passion or aversion. If they please you, you like them. If they don't please you, they really sometimes, no, then you mistake them for what? No, there's an aversion also towards these objects of, no, all these are actually, what actually? Mithya. They're like what? They're as good as the, this is alatas pandita abhasaha. They're all as good as the designs and patterns caused by the movement of the alataha. They're not real. Vijnane api avisheshataha syuhu. They're all actually not this whole jagat. If we say the jagat, the universe does not enjoy existence of its own. There is no substance called universe. The universe does not enjoy substantiality of its own. I'm experiencing now, you are talking, you are listening, you are experiencing this, you know. How can we say we feel sleepy or we feel okay? No, whatever it is, that experience of the world is there. Yes, you're experiencing. Your experience of the world is not denied here. Don't see this is exist. This universe minus you, the actual you, you the consciousness, you the knower, the consciousness. This universe. But we apply here Anvaya Vyatireka method. Without you, the knower consciousness, this jagat will not be there. When you are, jagat is. If you are not, jagat is not. When I say you means not the physical form. I have already shifted your you. From where? You are the physical forms, your emotional personality, little personality. I have already shifted you and then placed it in consciousness. You, I see you as a knower. There's no knower other than consciousness. That you knower consciousness. Isn't it? There's no, without you, this jagat is not there. If you are, jagat is. If you are not, jagat is not. Which means the existence enjoyed by the universe is actually your existence. You can say what? The existence the universe enjoys is what? The existence of consciousness. I, the consciousness. Therefore, there is no substance called jagat. Brahman is equal to, you say, consciousness, and jagat are two words for the substance is one and the only consciousness. Just as water and ocean are two words, substance is one, water. Similarly here, Brahman the consciousness and jagat, you say, substance is only one. What is this universe now? This universe is nothing but consciousness in seeming motion. Appearance of consciousness in seeming motion caused by the flow of thoughts. Caused by Maya at the total level. Okay, we'll go to the next one. The same thing is going to continue here. So what has been already said in the 49th and the 50th Karikas, Gaudapada Acharya is going to repeat in the 51st and the 52nd. Vijnane spandamane vai.
Vijnane spandamane vai.
Nabhasa anyato bhuvaha.
Nabhasa anyato bhuvaha.
So vijnane spandamane vai na abhasaha anyataha anyato bhuvaha. The same way he is again now presenting the four statements. Abhasaha means all these appearance, all these forms and names, innumerable countless beings obtaining in the form of what? No, sentient, insentient, living and non-living beings, all these form appearances. Na anyato bhuvaha, they all have not come from elsewhere and gone into Brahman. They are not joined the Brahman. Understand now? They are not come from elsewhere. Okay. Na tataha anyatra. Similarly, they have not gone from here to elsewhere also. Na vijnanam vishantite. Nor do they enter into Brahman. Na nirgataha te. Next verse he says, na nirgataha te. So the world of objects, all the objects here, all the beings here have not come from Brahman, have not come from elsewhere. They have not gone back to Brahman, they do not go back to Brahman, nor do they go back elsewhere. Which means what? They do not come, they do not go. Universe does not come, does not go. So what? There is no creation of the universe. There is no dissolution of the universe. Prapanchasya srittihi nasti, layaha api nasti. Why there is no srittihi, there is no layaha? Why there is no creation, dissolution? There is only sthitihi itself is not there. There is no sthitihi also. Vijnanate. He says, why do you say they do not, why do you say that there is no creation, there is no dissolution? Because we talk about srishti, sthiti, laya, we give three different functional names to Bhagavan also says what? No, when you see the reality, you know, the one you see, there is no creator other than Bhagavan, you say what? Brahma, Hiranyagarbha. There is no sustainer other than Bhagavan. Of course, there is no such other than Bhagavan. When you say what? Vishnuhu, Virat. There is no Bhagavan. There is nothing other. There is no. There is the one Bhagavan other than the one where everything resolves. Shivaha. What about the three functional names? Yes, we look at the reality. In the whole universe, when you look at the universe as the manifestation of the reality, you look at the reality. You give this reality a status of being the Lord of the universe. Then you say what? The creator of the universe, exists, sustainer of the universe, the one in whom everything resolves. That is Ishvara, the Lord. We give three different functional names as Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva and all that. Really speaking, there is no srishti, there is no laya, because there is no sthiti at all. Universe does not, absolutely is not there. Universe is not there. Then what is, then if universe is not there? What is, what are these? Now, how can you say the problem is the plurality? Because you say all of them are appearances of, no, only reality, the consciousness in seeming motion. Asayada, asayvatra, asayvadu polulla, is it? Unarvin totrame ivanaitum. Therefore, he says, dravyatva abhava yogataha, na nirgataste vijnanat. In his 51st, abhasaha na anyataha bhavaha, abhasaha na vijnanam vishanti, na tataha anyatra nispandante, na vijnanati nirgataha. I says four sentences in Sanskrit. What do they mean? They do not go back. What? All these objects of perception. Objects means which includes what? Mind, the body and the external world of objects. Nothing comes here, nothing goes. Why? Nothing is here. Then what else is there? Only Brahma. Nothing means what? All these objects are not really there. But we experience, yes, all the designs and patterns you experience. Okay? In the same way, this is not there. Why do you say they are not there? Minus you, the knower consciousness. This jagat does not enjoy its own independent existence. It does not have, there's no substance called Jagat. Therefore, Jagat does not enjoy substantiality of its own. See, Gaudapada Acharya repeats, don't think I am repeating. Dravyatva abhava yogataha, dravyatva abhava yogataha. Why do you say Jagat is not there? Jagat, there is no substance called Jagat. There is no ocean called, substance called ocean. This whole substance is only water. Minus water, where is the ocean? There is no substance called ocean. Okay, there is no substance called ornament minus gold. There is no substance called furniture minus wood. There is no substance called universe minus consciousness, Brahman. Therefore, universe does not have substantiality of its own. Therefore, does not have independent existence of its own. Therefore, universe is not there. This universe, all these innumerable countless forms and names are nothing but the appearance of the seeming consciousness in seeming motion. Caused by what? Seeming motion caused by the flow of thoughts. Caused by Maya, isn't it? At the total level. Okay, that is why, suppose, imagine, if the world does not appear, there's no motion in consciousness, how will there be? When the firebrand is stopped, the movement of the firebrand is stopped, designs and patterns, they just disappear. Isn't it? Which means they're not there. Which means, what happens? Similarly, when the motion in consciousness is stopped, there's a real motion, the seeming motion, which seems to be there, if it stops, the seeming motion also is not there, then will there be Jagat? No. What is the example? In deep sleep state is only a model. In deep sleep state, does the universe appear? Where are the elements? Where is time in deep sleep state? Where is space in deep sleep state? Where are your dearest people in deep sleep state? Where are you first in deep sleep state? Unnayee kaanum. Samil varad. Unnayee kaanum. You yourself are not there in deep sleep state. Where is the question of your seeing other people there? Your enemy, your dear friend, dearest friend, your beloved people, all your pets and then whole Jagat and then movies and ice creams and cocktails. My God, the whole just disappears for you when the seeming motion in consciousness is not there. Okay, this will become very clear when you also understand my topic of meditation, which I'm going to do in the following classes. That those things I'll talk about it later, okay, in that context. The vritti, no? You will understand the mind better in my next following meditation classes. Why the Jagat is not there? Where is the Jagat for you? Does Jagat exist for you? No. Doesn't exist for me, but still Jagat exists. How do you know? You won't talk about it, no? Even Jagat, that's why when I wake up, the Jagat comes again. That is, when the Jagat comes, when again a seeming motion, Jagat comes. Seeming motion in consciousness, mind is non-functional, there is stillness of consciousness, no disturbance. Understand? The seeming motion is not there. There is non-dual experience. In deep sleep state, you do not have the knowledge of non-duality of the reality, but you have non-dual experience in sleep. What is non-dual experience? There is neither you the experiencer, nor the... Understand? you are there, experience is there, but still you are not there claiming yourself to be an experiencer. I am an experiencer experiencing the blank mind. Don't say that. You have to wake up to say that, isn't it? Therefore, there is no knower known. Duality is not manifest there. It is potentially there. Knower known duality in deep sleep state is potentially there. It is the potential knower known duality is unmanifest duality. Isn't it? That's why we say Karanatma, the Prajna. Duality is there, then there is no Jagat. Stillness of consciousness, no Jagat. Again you wake up, isn't it? There is slight disturbance, dream. Felt disturbed, then what? You have this Jagat. It's only example, you can't really understand. Okay, example. What I want to say, the seeming motion in consciousness is not there. Just as the movement of the alarta is stopped, the patterns disappear. You know, here also, the seeming motion consciousness is not there, the world disappears for you. Which the truth is, there is no Jagat other than consciousness. Okay? He says, Nanirgataste vijnanat Dravyatva abhava yogataha. I'm repeating this word, but we'll get it memorized actually. Dravyatva abhava yogataha. Dravyatva abhava yogataha means, dravyatva abhavaha means non-substantial. Due to the non-substantiality of the universe, due to its dependent existence, you say what? There is, you cannot establish the creation of the universe, nor can I talk about the dissolution of the universe. Why? Because you cannot even establish the existence of the universe. Therefore, what is the final thing, what he wants to say now? Karya karanata bhavat, karya karanata abhavat, yataha achintyaha sadaivate. Karya karanata abhavat. Now he is saying, explaining why this, all these objects are non-countable objects. Achintyaha. Achintyaha means non-considerable, non-countable. All these names and forms, all our physical bodies, according to Gaudapada Acharya, is what now? They do not have any countability. All these objects here are non-countable, achintyaha. Why they do not have any countability? Because they are not there substantially. Non-countable. He says, what is the reason? You cannot establish the existence of the universe. Why? Because there is, universe is not the karyam. When you cannot even establish the existence of the universe, how can you talk about the universe being the product? Jagat karyam. This universe is the effect. It must have come from something. Some cause must have been there. Without the cause, there cannot be an effect. We use all this logic, okay? Without the cause, there cannot be an effect. Because we are experiencing this universe, it must have come from else somewhere. What is the cause? Let us probe into the nature of the truth of the whole. Isn't it? Which is the cause. That's how we think. Therefore, it seems. when you see the anartha designs, definitely you are tempted to think, definitely there's a cause. Anartha is the cause, and all these designs and patterns are effects. They have come from the anartha. The anartha is as good as the is the cause. These are all designs, are all effects. You want to, you are tempted to create what? Karnakari sambandha. We like that. We like to have what? Cause-effect relationship we want to create. It looks as though there is a cause-effect relationship between anartha and the designs. Similarly, it looks here as a what? Between Brahman, the consciousness, and the Jagat also, we try, because Upanishad itself initially presents it. So we also want to have what? No, there is a karnakarya sambandha. He says, universe is not even there means, how can you talk about the universe as an effect? That is why in Adhyarupapavada Prakriya, first itself is what now? Even though you look at the universe as effect, then you see Brahman as the karanam, superimposition. You superimpose what? You give the effect status to the universe, you give the causal status to Brahman. There afterwards, you analyze the whole universe. Dravyatva bhava. Dravyatva bhava yogataha. Dravyatva bhava. This universe, there is no substance called universe. It is only non-substantial name and form. It is as, all the objects are as good as the non-substantial designs and patterns. Therefore, they do not enjoy existence of their own. The existence they enjoy is actually existence of the reality. That is why when you are seeing, experiencing the whole Jagat, you are experiencing Brahman. You are experiencing Brahman. When you are experiencing the ocean, what you are experiencing is actually the water. Isn't it? The experience of the universe, ocean is nothing but the experience of the water. We are experiencing the whole Jagat, you are experiencing Paramatma. Paramatma alone is experienced in the form of the universe. Only thing is, we have to shift our attention of the mind from name and form wave to the water. Our focus is only on the name and form. That is why, please understand, Vedanta Shastram does not create a new knowledge of something which you do not know already. Vedanta Shastram helps you only to shift your attention from Namarupa to the substance which you are already experiencing in the form of the Namarupa. Shifting. Vedanta only helps you drag your attention from Namarupa to the Vastu. Doesn't give you a new knowledge. Understand? That's why it's Pramanam. So here also, this universe, from morning I started, now I did not say anything new. I've noticed that is Vedanta. I've been repeating and repeating and repeating and repeating. The people think, what, when is she going to move on to something new? In meditation class, we'll do that. Now you're ready for contemplation classes. We'll do that in the class hereafter. I'm waiting to finish this chapter. Anyway, so what I want to say, there is no substance called Jagat. It's only Jagat is what? Existence of Jagat is existence of Paramatma, the consciousness. The whole universe is Paramatma. Therefore, there is no Karyam. Therefore, there is no Karanam also. Consciousness is not the Karanam. Universe is not the Karyam. There is no cause-effect relationship between the two. For understand? For any relationship to be there, there must be two independent entities. No, in marriage sambandha, there must be a boy's mother and father, girl's mother and father. Even after girl's mother and father go home, and the boy's mother and father will be there independently. That is why you say what a sambandha, isn't it? The marriage sambandha between two families means what? The two independent families. Then sambandha is possible. Sambandha relationship is always between two different independent entities. That is, relationship is only within the realm of the relative world, the empirical world. Absolutely, what can you relate with what? There is no second parallel reality other than Brahman. There is no second thing other than Brahman. So you use two words. What? Advayam means non-dual. Advitiyam means secondless. Isn't it? Only reality. One reality, we don't say. Only reality. Got it? I'm going to conclude the lesson. We won't have a second session. I had to go on for viewing the house. So bear with me for 5-10 minutes, okay? I'll stop and then we'll stop the class. We have tea and you can go. So what I want to say here is, there's no second thing. Therefore, this jagat, you don't need to, there's no karanam, there's no karyam, there's no karana karya. Sambandha is not possible between gold and ornament, between ocean and water. You cannot talk about the karana karya sambandha between jagat and Brahman also. Why? They are two different independent entities. Therefore, between table and chair, you can talk about the sambandha. Why? Because they have two independent. Without the chair, table can be. Without the table, chair can be. Whereas without the wood, chair cannot be. Isn't it? Between wood and chair, you cannot talk about the karya karana sambandha. In the absence of one, other thing cannot exist. Therefore, there is no cause of relationship is not possible. Between the alataha and the designs and patterns, similarly, between jagat and Brahman also, there is no karana karya sambandha. There is no cause. There's, jagat is not the effect. There's no Brahman is not the cause. Then what is what? There's no jagat at all. What? There's only Brahman. The whole jagat you're experiencing is nothing but seeming motion in Brahman, the consciousness. Appearance of Brahman in consciousness is equal to universe. With that, he concludes there.
Dravyam dravyasya hetusyat, dravyasya hetusyat, anyadanyasya chaivahi, dravyatvam anyabhavova, dharmanam nopapadyate. Dravyam dravyasya hetusyat,
dravyam dravyasya hetusyat,
anyadanyasya chaivahi,
anyadanyasya chaivahi,
dravyatvam anyabhavova,
dravyatvam anyabhavova,
dharmanam nopapadyate,
dharmanam nopapadyate.
See, dravyam dravyasya anyasya dravyasya hetuhu syat. Anyasya dravyasya dravyam hetuhu syat. Which means, he says, if there are two things, suppose chair and wood, the two words I'm using. For the wood, there is dravyam, there is substance. When you say the word wood is a substantive, for which a corresponding substance called wood, isn't it? And after the substance called wood has been already taken away, as a substance of the substantive wood, the remaining word chair, the word chair does not have its corresponding substance. So, anyasya dravyasya dravyam hetuhu syat. Is it? Which means what? There is no substance for the other word. For Brahman, the consciousness, there is a substance. For the jagat, there is no substance. That's what he says. Therefore what? He explains why this verse only explains why there is no karnakari sambandha possible. Why cause-effect relationship is not establishable. So cause-effect relationship between Brahman and universe is not establishable. Means there is no cause, there is no effect, there is no creation. There is no dissolution because universe is not even there. That's finally he has to establish what? Non-duality of the reality. Isn't it? That's what he wants to finally establish. So, dravyatvam anya bhavaha va dharmanam na upapadyate. Can we say this universe enjoys existence by some other means? After removing the wood from the chair, you still want to establish the existence of the chair. Minus wood also. Can I say somehow, some other way I can lend existence to the chair? No. Anya bhavaha na vidyate. There is no way, no other way of making this word, substance, no? Substantive, enjoying its existence. So, is it clear? There is no anya bhavaha na vidyate dharmanam. The word dharmaha here means all the objects, living and non-living things, which constitute this universe, are meant, implied by the word dharmaha here. We understand in Gaudapa Acharya's Karika, when you are reading, you have to remember which word means what. Here the word dharmaha does not mean the word dharma, actually, what we mean by that word. Here, dharmanam means of all the beings, which beings, the living beings and non-living beings. Why they are called dharmaha? Because existence of every object here is within the realm of an order. And that's why every life is very significant life here. My life, your life, every being here is as significant as you. Mosquito, or a cockroach, or a microbe, or bacteria, existence is as significant as your life. Because all within the realm of an order. Doesn't matter, we do take back the antibiotics to tackle them, but still they have significant existence. That is why all the beings exist in the realm of the order. We call them what? Dharmaha. All these beings, living and non-living things, all dharmanam anya bhavaha na vidyate upapadyate. You know, there is no existence other than consciousness. Minus consciousness, all these so beautiful forms and names are what? Not there. They do not have independent existence. The question comes, my God, how can we say this tangible gross universe is abstract, intangible consciousness? How can we say that? Now, when a physicist says, you know, the whole world is, you know, the whole world is atomic particles or energy in motion. What is energy? For him, there, the intangible energy in motion is this gross universe. Similarly, Vedanta goes one step ahead and says what? Consciousness in motion is this universe. Seeming motion is this universe. Isn't it? So what he says here is, anya bhavaha dravyatvam va na dharmanam na upapadyate. Because our minds will start thinking, because it's difficult. How can I say my body is not, it's a mithya? Isn't it? How can I say this? My hunger, my appetite, my pain and my pleasure and then my quarrel and then my the smallness and all the problems. How can I say they're all real, relatively, not absolutely? They can resolve all of them where? In the vision of the truth. You have to shift all for them. You have to shift here. See, only difference is how you shift the identity from Taijasa to Vishwa when the whole dream becomes Mithya. Similarly here, when you shift the identity from the Vaker to Turiya, Vishwa to Turiyaha, this universe also will be Mithya. But only difference is when you wake up from sleep, the dream world does not continue to exist. Whereas for a wise person, even after shifting his identity from the Vishwa to Turiyaha, this waking world will continue to exist, but still his attention is shifted from wave to the water. His attention is shifted from Jagad Nama Rupa to consciousness. While experiencing the Jagat, he does not experience the Jagat, he sees the Jagat being the consciousness in motion. That shifting, no, then helping you to see that continuously is what? Nididhyasana. Contemplation. Okay? Let us see the 45th verse and I'll stop it. 54th karika, I'll stop.
Evam na chitta ja dharma.
Evam na chitta ja dharma.
Chittam vapina dharma jam.
Chittam vapina dharma jam.
Evam hetu phala jatim.
Evam hetu phala jatim.
Pravishanti manishinaha.
Pravishanti manishinaha.
Evam, he is concluding now. Evam, in this manner, na dharmaha chittajaha. Please understand, here the word chittam does not mean mind. Here the word chittam means consciousness. Dharmaha na chittajaha. Mean what? All these beings which are experienced now, the whole world of objects is not born of consciousness. How clear you are, all these designs and patterns which I'm experiencing are not born out of the firebrand. There will be appearance of the only firebrand. Similarly here, all these beings are what? Na chitta jaha. They are not born out of consciousness. Chittam vapina dharmajam. Another important lesson. Consciousness also is not born out of what now? All this dharma there means matter. Consciousness is not the product of matter, nor are the material forms and names the products of consciousness. There is no production, there is no cause, there is no effect, there is only consciousness. Understand? Because why he has to say, okay, all these beings, all these forms, the living and non-living things are all material forms and names, are not products of consciousness. Na chitta jaha. He also says one more thing is what? Na chittam dharmajam. Consciousness is also not product of the matter. Why he has to say here? Because the consciousness, see, when the power of knowing is not manifest, the power of knowing is not manifest, isn't it? Then the consciousness is not recognizable. The manifest consciousness alone is accessible, recognizable, interactable. The pure consciousness is non-interactable, non-accessible. Therefore, when it is non-accessible, non-interactable, non-interactability, non-accessibility, non-recognizability of consciousness, when it is not manifest, is mistaken for the non-existence. What happens when the consciousness is when it is manifest means manifest consciousness is recognizable. The manifesting medium must be there for the consciousness to become manifest, to be recognized. But they think the manifestation of consciousness is mistaken for the origination of consciousness by modern scientists. Please understand, the manifestation of consciousness is mistaken for the origination of consciousness. Therefore, they think consciousness is product of matter. Suddenly consciousness comes, originates from matter. It doesn't originate from matter, it only manifests in matter. Understand? In fact, we are going to say there is no matter other than consciousness. Why do you use two words then? We'll see all those things later on. There is no matter other than consciousness. Therefore, origination is mistaken, manifestation of consciousness, is mistaken for origination because it is recognizable only when it is manifest. Therefore, he makes it very clear. Consciousness is neither the cause nor the effect. It is not a product of matter, nor is it the cause of the matter. There is no matter other than consciousness. Okay? Consciousness in seeming motion is what? Matter and the material world. Okay. Evam hetupala ajatim pravishanti manishinaha. Let me stop here. Hetu phala ajatim ajatihi. Hetu phala ajatihi. Hetu means cause. Phala means effect. Ajatihi means non-creation. Manishinaha pravishanti means Manishinaha here means the men of wisdom, the men of vision of the truth, the wise people, jnaninaha, jnanis. The people, even after shifting their identity, I sense from the Vishwa to Turiya. We mean what now? The one who obtains as the experiencer in this waking universe, known as Vishwa, is nothing but consciousness. Aturiya Chaitanyam. The Taijasaha, the one who obtains as the experiencer in the dream state, is nothing but consciousness. The one who obtains as the Pragyaha, the experience obtaining in the deep sleep state, is nothing but consciousness. The Turiya Atma, any experiencer, Taijasaha, Pragyaha, Vishwaha, all these three different names are given to the experiencer obtaining in three different states of experience, isn't it? That experiencer is one and the only experience is consciousness. The experiencer is a status attributed to consciousness, the Turiya Atma. From the standpoint of the experienced, the object, really speaking, consciousness is not the experiencer. Not the experienced, isn't it? Therefore, consciousness is not the cause, not the effect also. Therefore, that people who have shifted the eyesense from this Vishwa to the Turiyaha, even though they're experiencing the universe, they know. They have Nitya, Anitya, Vastu Vivekaha. They know what seems, what is seemingly coming and going, what does not come and go. They're very clear. Understand? Even they continue to see the duality, experiencing the duality without denying the perception of duality, they are with the vision of the non-duality of the reality. They understand the two orders of the only reality. Understand? How we are experiencing the sunrise every day, we are experiencing the sunset every day. In our buddhi, it is very clear there is no sun does not rise and sun does not set. This is the vision. Mahatma says, Manishinaha evam pravishanti. They are blessed with this vision of non-duality of the reality, which means what? They know there is no creation. Ajatim pravishanti. They become clear on their vision of the creation being not there at all. Why? Because they're not obsessed with this idea of Brahman being the cause and the universe being the effect. There's no cause, there's no effect, there's no creation, there's no dissolution, there's no existence. The whole universe which experienced is nothing but appearance of Brahman consciousness in motion. Understand? So we'll continue next class. Now he is going to talk about the importance of the knowledge again. It's called Hetu Phala Avesha. He's going to talk about it. We'll see next class. We'll talk about later on. Om Purnamadav Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate
பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்திஹி. ஹரிஹ ஓம் தத்சத். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹ ஓம்.